The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, it is grievance time. Air your grievance. We'll start with, maybe Lindsay?
Sure.
So, I'm not trying to start anything.
Okay.
But you said earlier this morning, kind of in passing, that your kids are about to be out of school for 5 days and school just started. Why are they out of school already?
Is it because nobody wants to work? I'm just asking for a friend. I don't know. 5 days. They've been in school 6 weeks. I'm not sure. We're out for fall break for 5 days.
That is crazy. It's like the fact that they start school at what time? 9? Your daughter starts at 9 every day?
Daughter starts at 8:30. He starts at 9.
Okay, yeah. So 8:30. And then they go to lunch at 10:30.
Right.
And so the teacher doesn't take them to lunch. A parent takes them to lunch. So the teacher is getting a break from the class after 2 hours in the day.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
A full break. Now here's the thing. And I guess it's this way with the way that they've positioned these private schools. They know that the public schools are in such tatters, basically, that people who have the means to be able to send their kids to a better situation at a private school will take anything. You know, private schools don't treat the parents like customers. It seems like they treat the parents like, you're lucky that we even allow you to be part of this. And you're lucky that we take all of this money from you every year for you to have your kids in the school.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Unless I would think the parents are big donors outside of paying the tuition and all of that. I would think that they then get treated, as if they are valued customers rather than, you know, just people that we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. I will say the particular school that we are members of, I guess you'd say, they do. I feel like they treat us like gold when we walk somewhere, not just me, just everybody. I will say that I was telling my mom the other day, I feel appreciated, which is good. I think a lot of private schools around here don't do that. I can't imagine leaving because I feel a part of the family, but they do, and every private school does this, things that make me go, like the lunch thing. And
yeah. Here's the thing. If you compare it to other businesses, let's say, what's an expensive restaurant, that, you know, I guess this Steak 48, is that an expensive restaurant in Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay. So you splurge, you have the means to go eat a fine meal at a place like Steak 48, and it's going to cost you several hundred dollars for the meal. You go in there and you're making the transaction in the free enterprise system. You got a deal going. They provide you with the food and the service, and you provide them with money. Mm-hmm. They don't come to you at Steak 48 after you've been sitting there for a few minutes and say, hey, can you come help get these appetizers out for us?
Right, right.
We're backed up in the kitchen. We need you to volunteer to come help us get all of these people's food to them.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
And sitting up there, can you run and get that drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same concept. Hey, you're paying us all this money and we're providing you with a service of educating your child in a safe environment. But you have to come in here and work for the school for free on top of that.
Yeah. And what is also fascinating, I am over the lunch schedule every month. That's kind of my volunteer duty, mm-hmm. as you say. And the parents are like fighting over who's coming. Like, oh, she got 3 days. I only got one. Can I have one of yours? I'm like, you can have all of mine. Who are we talking about? You can have every single one of mine. Like,
well, that's because they want a special treatment from the teacher and all that. It's like, oh, she's here all day. I'm going to, you know, if something comes up and I can push something her way or her kid's way.
Yeah.
Then I'll do it. They're networking.
Networking. And they love talking during, you know, chatting.
Yep. But it just blows my mind that, you know, you have to help them work.
Yeah.
After you're paying for the service.
Yeah.
It's just like whenever, because, you know, the area that we raised our kids is pretty affluent, mm-hmm. It's relatively affluent. And when my kids went to public school, because the public schools here were good. Mm-hmm. And the private school was way far away, the closest private school. And I couldn't get Jody to homeschool them. So,
we had
to deal with it. Yeah. But I was always there to deprogram them when they came home from whatever public school indoctrination they may have, you know, had to receive that day.
Sure.
But when they start trying to get, you know, like at cash registers and stuff, they say, would you like to make a donation for schools of blah, 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 you know, the community? You know, and I'd say, no.
Yeah.
I do. I make those donations. They're called taxes.
Right. Every
and we are, paying for our kids' specialized school things, you know, like for the classrooms and all of that stuff.
Yep.
So if all of the taxes that get collected and taken for schools aren't enough in this town, then there's a problem. And the problem is not mine to solve. You know?
Yeah.
If they ask me any other time about helping sick kids or, you know, whatever else, sure. But money, like adding taxes to myself for schools that should already be taken care of? No.
Right.
No.
Is there proof of where that money goes? Like,
no, you always hear these things about whenever a state gets a lottery, that it's going to be so much money for schools. And it does. It may go to the schools, but it's a proven fact that money does not translate into higher test scores and a better learning experience.
Gotcha.
And all of that. That's a bunch of crap.
And they know people aren't going to follow up with it if you donate a dollar or two or whatever at the... You're not going to follow up with it.
Where does it go?
Yeah. Because the girl's going to be like, I don't know. I just work here and have to ask you.
Mm-hmm. I just saw the other day that all of these big city schools, these inner city schools and all, have the most money spent per student when you factor it all out. And their test scores are horrible. They don't even, when they graduate, they don't even read on a fifth grade level, and they shouldn't be graduating, but they just run them through the system.
Oh, wow.
Mississippi just went from 49th in the reading test scores for elementary school children to fourth.
What?
And they didn't increase the spending on education one bit. It's one of the lowest per pupil expenditures in the nation.
Incredible. So Mississippi. Yeah, that's wild.
You know, because, I mean, what are we going to do? We native Louisianians, we always had Mississippi right there with us to go, well, it was always, at least we're not as bad as Mississippi, or, right. Well, we're right there with Mississippi.
Now you can't say it.
The big three, the Arklamis, they call it. Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Always the bottom three on things like education. West Virginia comes down in there too, but mainly it's the deep south of those three.
At least you still got Arkansas, right?
Oh, we'll always have Arkansas.
There's no saving them.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
I was saying this morning that I've lost enough weight to where I can go back to wearing my real wedding ring instead of the rubber wedding ring that I had been wearing for several years. Does that seem like I'm more married now that I'm wearing a real ring?
Yeah,
it does.
I don't think so, but you might feel. Do you feel like it is because it's like sturdier?
No. I mean, I never ever feel like I'm not married.
not. Right.
The only time that would have come up is when that ring broke on your finger. Well, remember we were at that event and the ring actually snapped on your finger and we all went, oh God, what does that mean?
I missed that.
I was at a beach shop. We were at the beach with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. We were in Florida, and there was a beach shop. And sitting there at the little checkout counter was a box, and it had all these little shell necklaces and things in it. And it had a ring. And again, that was when I was I'm still a fat person, but that was when I was a great big fat person. And so I grabbed one of them and put it on, and it felt comfortable, and it was so lightweight and everything. And I thought, well, I'm just going to wear this as a wedding ring. It was $5.
Yeah.
If that even. And I wore it for a long time. And when I first wore it into work that, you know, following Monday or whatever, Alexis spotted that it was a crystal ring or one of those types of things that she, you know, she thinks has special powers and stuff.
Yeah.
And boy, she thought that was the funniest thing that, you know, me, Mr. Make Fun of Crystals and all of that stuff, that I'm walking around with one on my finger. But anyway, I liked it and it was comfortable, but I was playing with it one night at the Hyatt Centric South Park. We were in that bar area up there and it's hard floors.
Yes.
And I pulled it off to show it to somebody. And when I did, I dropped it and it shattered
everywhere
because it was a crystal.
And that
just broke everywhere. Yeah.
Did she think that was like bad juju or whatever, you know?
I don't know. She just laughed.
Oh, okay.
Like, no. Yeah. Because we found out, we actually looked it up. Somebody said when your crystal breaks, it means you've used all the energy that the crystal can give you. And that's actually a good thing that you've gotten the benefits of wearing a crystal.
Mm-hmm. And then it said, now go to your closest crystal shop sponsored here and get a new one.
That's right.
Yes. Got it. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
So it didn't feel like you were married in that moment. I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. This can't be a good sign.
Yeah.
But now that you're wearing your original wedding ring, I think that's awesome.
Okay. Well now I don't want to mislead anyone. It's not my original one.
Oh,
my original one still probably wouldn't even get past my fingernail on my finger. Yeah. Yes. This was an updated one. This was one that I had to move up to when I first started gaining weight.
Okay.
And then I ballooned past this one, you know. Wow. I found all these jeans that I can fit now. One of the jeans, I mean, these are back when I could afford really, really nice clothes. These are designer jeans and I wore this one pair after I had gotten too big for them. And when I tried them on the other day, I said, oh, these fit. And then I look and go, oh, except I've busted the zipper out of it. I got to have a new zipper.
Oh no. Are they worth fixing the zipper or no? Okay.
Yeah. So I took it to the alterations place and, Again, I guess I should have asked because I, you know, I'm bad about assuming that something's not expensive because it doesn't seem like it would be. Yeah. And then when it comes back going, oh my God, I had no idea it cost that much. So I don't know how much a zipper replacement is going to be in a pair of jeans, but this was probably what is the date today? The 9th? Is today the 9th?
Or the 9th.
The 9th. Okay. Well, this was on the 6th, I believe. And I took them in the place and I told her what I needed. And she said, okay, so pick up 21st. It's like, oh shit, this must be a good place. Everybody's coming here. If I can't get a zipper replaced in 3 weeks.
What?
Yeah. Pick up on the 21st.
I bet Lindsay could have done that. Lindsay went to school for this dang thing. Can't you? You could probably fix a zipper, can't you?
Denim's difficult.
And they're not just fixing it. They're putting a new one on, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. They're replacing it. So how much do you think that'll cost?
Let's see, 20.
I mean, I get that's not bad then, because I get jeans at Costco now. I don't give a damn. So I could if it was more than like $20, then I would be better off just to go get a new pair of jeans.
Well, let's see. Is it?
I get my jeans at Costco.
I get my jeans at Costco and Sam's and BJ's.
I love how the internet says it costs anywhere from $8 to $100. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. I would say 20. I don't know though.
Because the lady that used to do all of our alterations, and people were scared of her because she was no nonsense, but she was actually pretty rude to people. Not me though. She liked me for some reason. And people would say she is the absolute best, but I hate going in there. I dread going in there because she's so mean. But no, she was really, and I said this as a joke, but it was kind of, true. I wouldn't have been able to make the joke if part of it wasn't true, but she's really, aggressive with the, checking of the inseam.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. And she's like, I take up in here.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay. And then pat my leg, like not even doing anything with it, but just like, okay. Like that on my thighs. You know, like she's frisking me,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And you could do her the same way. People would be scared. If she said, come back, you know, like the soup Nazi on Seinfeld, if she said, you come back 1 year, people would probably have been like, okay.
Yeah.
But she would say to me, she would go, next Friday, okay? And I go, I'm supposed to go out of town, leave for Friday. You think you could have them done Wednesday? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'll have it.
And they're like, they don't want you dollying in there. Like, we got to turn and burn here.
And it was just one. It was a dry cleaners too. And it was this older lady and her husband, mm-hmm. just nonstop, just the two of them.
Oh yeah.
If I ever went in there and she had stepped out for something, I would wait for her to come back. Cause he wasn't as good as she was when he measured one time. I had to have a shirt altered and he measured it and did it. And then I came back and it looked like, you know, I just bought it at one of those shows at the convention center where they have a, you know, a big barrel full of shirts.
Yeah.
Slightly irregular and all that. And I was like, I'm not going back. If she's not in there, I'm not going back.
When I worked at that bridal boutique, we used one local seamstress. Mm-hmm. She was the same way. Like, my brides would go in there and be like, she's terrifying, but she knew her stuff. Like,
yeah. I mean, a lot of times if you have jeans that need to be hemmed, the people can hem them, but the hem doesn't look like it looked from the store.
Right.
She could make it look exactly like it had been made that way.
Yeah. And you never want to argue with them. Like, they're always right. You never go in there and say, like, a disappointed bride, you will get shut down.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
You can't blame them dealing with women all day.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
I get that.
Mm.
Yeah. Bless their hearts.
But yeah, she liked when I had shirts to be altered, but she really loved when I needed some pants altered. She loved getting all up in there.
Touchy, touchy.
Just like, yeah. And for some reason she put, like when she's pinning it, you know, a lot of times you just have to put a couple of pins just to mark it so you can go from there. She wanted to pin it all the way down, taking her time, just as long as she could stay in my crotch, the better.
Well, that's impressive.
I know.
Yeah. You were the only one then.
Right. And I loved it. Yeah. I loved that she was doing a thorough job.
Thorough. What's her name?
I don't know. I never even knew her name.
Oh.
She's retired now. They saw, and that's why I've had to go to this other place. I wouldn't be waiting until the 21st to be getting my zipper done at her place.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And they're never their real names, like.
Yeah, I mean, her name is, you know, probably like Sue Ellen.
Yeah.
It was the name she picked.
My lady was Tina.
Tina.
She wasn't Tina.
Mm-hmm. And my wife gets her pedicures done at one place and manicure done at another. And the lady that does her pedicures is from Vietnam. Mm. And her name is Vivian. And
yeah.
Jody said, she told me her real name one day and I couldn't even pronounce it. I didn't understand what she said. And I asked her how she came up with Vivian. And she said, I just hear it and like it.
Oh, okay.
What else you want to know? I like it.
Yeah. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.